Well, good morning. Boy, the kids want us to be dancing down the aisle this morning with watching them up on the screen. So this week, a special week at Trinity as it's Lutheran Schools Week throughout our synod, throughout our Lutheran school system. And so we begin the celebration today, our worship service focused around Lutheran education today as we celebrate God's great blessings of this incredible ministry within our church body. So we welcome each and every one of you. Always a reminder, we invite you to sign in on the fellowship pad at the far left end of the pew in front of you. And for our visitors, if you would want us to follow up with you, please sign in on that. Give us some kind of contact information and we'll try to get in touch with you very soon. Well, Miss Angela, I think you have something to share.
Good morning.
I
was just going to call your attention one more time to the youth fundraiser Super Bowl subs. We're putting them together next weekend for you to take home after church on Sunday. It is a fundraiser for our middle school mission trip this summer. They're heading to Alamosa through an organization called Youth Works to work with some impoverished rural areas of our state there. They'll be gone for almost a week, but they're looking forward to that. And any kind of help is wonderful. So putting together these sandwiches, they are $6 each. The options are white or wheat bread, ham or turkey or both, cheddar, Swiss or provolone, and then any toppings, and we will put the toppings in separately so that they don't make your sandwich soggy. But these order forms are on the table in the middle of the narthex as you enter. But please just fill it out. The deadline that is listed is today, but if you took one and forgot it, just let me know, and if I could at least have all those by Wednesday so I have enough supplies, that would be great. But thank you again for all your support of the youth. Appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Angela, for all you do with the youth. Couple things in the bulletin this morning. Page 7, a reminder that next Sunday we'll have a brief voters meeting, and the agenda items are listed there for you. The key item that we'll be voting on, though, is the approval of the line of credit in order to continue to pursue the project at the upper level of our school facility. So that'll be between services next Sunday. So please keep that in your prayers, and we hope you can come and have a voice and a vote as well. And then on page 11, we have a celebrity in our congregation, Pastor Hesse. He and Ruth Ann, they're going to be down at Bethlehem Lutheran Church for a special conference that's going on in early February. And so A Peek into Heaven is the subtitle. But anyway, we hope, it's Enhancing One's Quality of Life is the overall theme of this conference. But just to draw attention to that as well, that's coming up soon. And then one of our newest Bible studies that we've started is called Bible Tap, and we're meeting at the Broken Plow Brewery, and it's the second and fourth Mondays at 4:30 till about 6 o'clock in the evening. And the overriding theme of that group is learning how to defend the faith and looking at various topics, and now we're focused on creation. And so if you have an interest in that, we'd love to have you come. They have other things other than beer if you're not a beer drinker, but we'd love to have you come and join us and be better equipped. We live in quite a culture today, and we are called upon to defend the faith that God entrusts to us. Well, the order of worship that we follow this morning is Divine Setting 4, page 203, and we begin with the opening hymn.
Thank you.
wonderful acronym for grace, applying a word to each letter of a word, and for grace, God's riches at Christ's expense. And because of God's riches at Christ's expense, we are blessed to be here as children of faith and honored to worship the one true living Almighty God. And we gather in his name, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Our help is in the name of the Lord.
Who made heaven and earth.
If you, O Lord, kept a record of sins, O Lord, who could stand? And since we are gathered here to hear God's word, to call upon him in prayer and praise, and receive the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ in the fellowship of this altar, let us first consider our unworthiness and confess before God and one another that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed, and that we cannot free ourselves from our sinful condition. Together as his people, let us take refuge in the infinite mercy of God, our Heavenly Father, seeking his grace for the sake of Christ and saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. And we just take a moment in silence for personal reflection and confession. And we confess publicly, Almighty God, have mercy upon us, forgive us our sins, and lead us to everlasting life. Amen. And Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sin. As a called and ordained servant of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And the Lord be with you.
And also with you.
And let us pray. Gracious God, you sent your Son, the Word made flesh, to call us to yourself. In response to his call, Those he summoned as his disciples followed him. By the working of the Holy Spirit, help us to hear his call through his word as it is taught and proclaimed, to believe in him and to follow where he leads, through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
You may be seated, and we continue our worship with the reading.
Sorry about the screen this morning.
I don't know what's going on there, but I don't think that's just a quick, easy fix. So, it is. Wow, it is. God does miracles all the time. Praise God.
The Old Testament reading on this joyfully National Lutheran Schools Week comes to us from the book of Psalm. We begin in chapter 45 at verse 1. My heart overflows with a pleasing theme. I address my verses to the King. My tongue is like the pen of a ready scribe. You are the most handsome of the sons of men. Grace is poured upon your lips. Therefore, God has blessed you forever. Gird your sword on your thigh, O mighty one, in your splendor and majesty. In your majesty, ride out victoriously for the cause of truth and meekness and righteousness. Let your right hand teach you awesome deeds. Your arrows are sharp in the heart of the king's enemies. The peoples fall under you. Your throne, O God, is forever and ever. The scepter of your kingdom is a scepter of uprightness. You have loved righteousness and hated wickedness. Therefore, God, your God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness beyond your companions. And this is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The epistle reading comes to us from the book of 1 Thessalonians, chapter 5, beginning at verse 16. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Do not quench the Spirit, do not despise prophecies, but test everything. Hold fast what is good. Abstain from every form of evil. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit and soul and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. He who calls you is faithful. He will surely do it. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Begin our reading at verse 14. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness about him and cried out, "This was he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me ranks before me, because he was before me.' And from his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. For the law was given through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, the only God, who is at the Father's side. He has made him known." And this is the gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
This time then we have the opportunity to make confession of our Christian faith in the words of the Nicene Creed.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God, begotten and not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who gathered the Father and the Son together as worshiped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge my baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
And you may be seated. At this time, we're going to be singing a song this morning that was written specifically for this Lutheran Schools Week. It's entitled Filled with Joy and Grace Abounding. And it is a familiar tune, so I think we'll be fine in singing it. So we'll continue now with that as our sermon hymn for the day. Filled with Joy and Grace Abounding.
Oh,
grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, today we begin celebration of what we call National Lutheran Schools Week. And what a way to start the week off as we gather here together to hear God's Word as we celebrate the educational system throughout the Missouri Synod called our Lutheran Schools. And this morning I thought it would be interesting, and because we are Lutherans and we're used to standing and sitting, I would invite all of you who have ever attended a Lutheran school or you have sent your children to a Lutheran school to please stand. Wow, that is awesome. Thank you so much. As you can see, it plays an important role in the ministry here at Trinity, and you may be seated, please. Just a little bit of history and brief history. Our school started in 1946, and it was begun by Pastor Leo Rubel. Those of you who know Virtus Einspar, Pastor Rubel is his father, or was his father-in-law. And that school began over on 7th Avenue and 16th Street in the basement of the Fellowship Hall. And from there, 1978, the church moved out here to this location. The school was part of that, and again, it began in the lower levels of our building. And then around the year 2002 or so, we expanded to the facility that we presently have. And I was looking at the date of that, you realize that next year we will be celebrating the 75th anniversary of Trinity Lutheran School. That's pretty great milestone. Education has been an important part of our ministry here at Trinity for over all those years. And again, we begin with a celebration of this National Lutheran Schools Week. The text that I've chosen for our message this morning comes from the Gospel of St. John. It's chapter 1, verse 16. And from the fullness we have all received grace upon grace. Lutheran School's theme, of course, is joyfully Lutheran, but part of that joy certainly is the grace that our Lord Jesus Christ has given to us and to all our Lutheran schools throughout this nation. This grace upon grace emphasizes the superabundance and the fullness of grace that has been displayed by God toward mankind, especially believers like us who have gathered here this morning in this place. And when it comes down to it, I know that most of us prefer full, the word full, reading on the gauges of our own lives. For example, it's a good feeling to drive away from the gas station with a full tank of gas. And we are thankful for the full feeling that we have after we have a delicious meal. And that desire for that fullness also follows us here as we come to church on Sunday mornings. We rejoice in a full sanctuary of worshipers. We celebrate full enrollment in our educational programs, particularly Sunday school and at times vacation Bible school. And we're also very relieved when a project has a full list of volunteers. Our Lutheran schools prefer full classrooms, fully funded budgets, of course, fully and professionally staffed classrooms. But the true reality in our lives is this: things are often less than full. Full tanks, as you know, need to be refilled. In the case of some of you, you have to fill them like every day, depending on the size and vehicle that you're driving. Shortly after we have a meal, I know it's true for me, I start wondering what's going to be the next meal as I'm ready to eat again. Also, not every one of our Lutheran school classrooms are full, and in many cases, every budget may not fully be funded. But more challenging for us than the discomforts and the inconveniences of our physical tanks left unfilled is the reality of what I call emotional emptiness.
For example, how many times have you said to yourself, I feel so empty? It may be just the sadness of grieving for the loss of a family member. Or perhaps you've been abandoned by your spouse, or a child has been rejected by a friend. But more destructive than even those physical kinds of things is what I would categorize as our spiritual emptiness. We hear from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 19, this brief story. And behold, a man came up to him saying, Teacher, what good deed must I do to have eternal life? And he said to him, Why do you ask me about what is good? There is only one who is good. If you would enter life, keep the commandments. And he said to him, Which ones? And Jesus said, You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness. Honor your father and your mother. And you shall love your neighbor as yourself. And then the young man said this to him, If you would be all these things I have kept, what do I still lack? And Jesus said to him, If you would be perfect, go and sell what you possess and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. And come and follow me. And when the young man heard this, as we well know, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. He was described as a young man with great possessions, and in his own eyes he was full of all kinds of righteous deeds. In many respects, though, his life was full. It was full of power, and it was full of his own possessions. But when our Lord asked him to take what he had and give it to the poor, the man could not walk away from all of that earthly fullness. But in reality, my dear friends, his life was really empty. Our schedules may be full. Our homes may be full of goods and conveniences. Our garages may be full of vehicles and toys of all kinds. We may be right now filling our retirement accounts. I know some of you are emptying them. And yet, our lives can still be empty. For without our Lord Jesus, emptiness is very prevalent. The Apostle Paul had authority in the church. He had a very proud heritage, and he was well educated. And yet, we know that his life was empty. But by grace through faith, Paul received the riches of his grace. Those riches of grace came, of course, from Jesus. And then we think about Peter and Andrew and James and John. And as we well know, they were fishermen. And they may have had nets full of fish, but when Jesus came and called them, their lives changed. They were filled now with his presence and his grace. In Galatians chapter 4, we hear these words, But when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive adoptions as his sons. In other words, what happened here? God emptied himself so that we might receive that fullness of grace, and Jesus came to fulfill all righteousness. Our Lord's journey in the flesh is described briefly in the Gospel of John for today. God could have rightly chosen to be full of anger and judgment, but instead he chose to be full of grace and truth. In the gift of his Son, the Father grants full forgiveness of all our sins. And so John introduces Jesus. He calls him the Word who was made flesh. And he goes on to describe our Lord's earthly ministry. Now, the first sign of that ministry, of his power and authority as the Son of God, occurred at a very special wedding, a wedding that was held in Cana. And there, as many of you know, he took jars that were full of water, and he miraculously turned them into what? Good wine. That wine for those wedding guests. And he would go on to fill other people's lives. Those with diseased bodies he filled with health and vitality. He would fill empty people who were in grief with joy of seeing family members that were raised from the dead. He even would fill the panicked disciples with peace of his presence and his word. Every action of our Lord Jesus was part of that journey that he had here on this earth as he journeyed to the cross. His spirit was emptied in prayer in the garden. His body was emptied of all life as he hung from that cross. And he announced, "It is finished." Every part of our Lord's being was fully emptied. Why? To pay for the sins of the entire world. That sacrifice, my dear friends, was full and it was complete. Receiving by faith the fullness of our Lord's sacrifice and full of assurance of his resurrection, we too receive that promise that was in the Gospel of John. And from his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. We have really fully received that grace. As you look over to my right, to your left, you see the baptismal font. There, many times, infants are held above that font. They are physically and mentally very small, perhaps not fully, obviously not fully developed mentally. But there, what do they receive? They receive the fullness of God's grace with sins that are fully forgiven. Later today, you as communicant members will come to this altar and to receive a small wafer, a sip of wine, but it is a feast that is plentiful and joyful. And in faith, we receive again the fullness of Christ's body and blood. We may have come here today as worshipers with guilty consciences. Perhaps our lives are complicated right now. We may have strained relationships among family or friends or neighbors. Our hearts may be fearful about what may be coming in the near future. And every other kind of imaginable sickness. But the word is always spoken by our pastors. As a called and ordained servant of Christ and by his authority, he says, "I therefore forgive you all of your sins." There is no sin that does not receive that full pardon, because that forgiveness is full and it is free and it is offered by our Lord Jesus Christ. As you see in the screen this morning, the Joyfully Lutheran theme is a celebration as we begin this week. And a celebration of the fullness of God's grace to each and every one of us that comes to us in Christ. And as Lutherans, our Reformation legacy reminds all of us of that grace that God has given. Our Lutheran schools may not always meet the number of students that we obviously would desire to have. But something is more important than that. As the word is taught and the sacraments are administered, these schools are always, always full of God's grace. Our grace-filled Lutheran schools always proclaim and teach the truth of that grace from scriptures. We celebrate that grace in worship and lives grace in relationships with each other. We who have been privileged to be part of the Lutheran school system, it is a wonderful heritage. It is a rich heritage. And as I said at the beginning of this message, our school has been in operation since 1946. It has and it will continue to strive for academic excellence. There's a program called National Lutheran Schools Accreditation. At one point in time, our school was accredited by the Lutheran Church, but as time went on, staff changed and that accreditation ceased because it had to be renewed. And I'm privileged and happy to tell you that that renewal is going to take place in the very near future. We are going to once again become an accredited school throughout our synod. Our school also continues to have professional servants, servants with a heart for service. It starts at the top with Pastor Haithman, and it goes all the way down to our preschool teacher aides. Also through the leadership of Mr. Erickson and Ms. Marshall, the school continues to grow. It is a place of grace. It is a place where love is shared, not only with our own member students, but those students throughout the community of Greeley. Some of the activities that are coming up, and I want to share these, a couple of these with you as the congregation. Today, for example, after the service, instead of those delicious, wonderful Texas Roadhouse rolls, we have cinnamon rolls, okay? We don't promise that there's no calories involved, but they are there as a gift to you as the members of this church who will continue to support the school. Monday, pajama day. Pastor and I have opted out of that only because our pajamas are slightly different than what is normally worn. Tuesday, we have Western Day going on with a special lunch. Wednesday, a very important key day. Chapel is are held on Wednesday mornings, and you are invited as congregational members if you are able to come at 8:30 on Wednesday morning. There will be a prayer service in which members of, I believe, Broach Construction Company have been invited to attend as we pray for them as this construction on the upper floor of the school begins. It's a time for prayer, and that is a very key element of this whole process. Also, if you're willing to come back in the afternoon around 2 o'clock, bingo is going to be held in the school cafeteria. Again, members of the church, you're invited to attend that. Thursday is a formal day, but it is also a time in which the school will renew what we call a teacher or the Trinity Lutheran Roundup. There you can come in the evening around 6 o'clock, and if you are so privileged to bring a friend or a family member or someone you know in your community that might have an interest in the school, there's a little incentive for you. Any families that you might bring in, you get a $10 gift card. See Kyle, he'll make sure you get it. Also, you can meet the teachers and see what's going on in the school. We had a special meeting yesterday among the former church council, executive council, however you want to call that. And Mr. Jesminick invited members of that council to go upstairs into the school building. Many of them, as long as that school has been here, have never been upstairs. And it looks quite different than it did several years ago. Because as we know as Lutherans, anytime we find an empty space, we fill it with something. And we did. And that has been cleaned out as we prepare again for the expansion upstairs. And you're invited again to come on Wednesday for that very special time. And also Thursday evening. And so, by God's grace, the greatest strength of our Lutheran schools, we are grace, a grace place. The grace of God, which became ours through Christ, is shared in word and sacrament, and it was received by every student, a parent, and other people who are blessed by our ministry. We may not always be graceful as we go through our hectic daily lives, but we are always graceful as we hear Christ proclaimed in our Lutheran schools. And our school is graceful. We are full of God's grace to be shared joyfully and thankfully and faithfully and peacefully and hopefully to all people. And so, my dear friends, this morning, let us enjoy this full week together in Jesus' precious and his holy name. And God's people said, Amen. Amen. And now, O Word made flesh, be present with us this day and fill us with your limitless grace. In Jesus' precious name, Amen. We continue our worship now with prayer.
And if you were able,
And on page 5, where we have the listing of members and others that we're including in prayer and aware of their condition, one of those names is Carolyn Martin. Carolyn, the mother of Tim Martin, and Carolyn passed away on Thursday evening. And so we certainly keep all of her family in our prayers as well. And let us pray. Oh, dear Lord God, we thank you for your abundant grace. We thank you, Lord, for your means of grace, your holy word and sacraments, that through these means you have not only called us into your family, but you sustain our faith, you guard our faith throughout our journey of faith upon this earth. Lord, we thank you for our family here at Trinity Lutheran Church and School, that we can roll up our sleeves and walk together in this incredible journey that you have placed us upon. Lord, we thank you for the opportunity to serve in your kingdom and to give testimony to your love as we extend and share your love with this community and whoever we have opportunity to do so. Lord, we pray your continued given wisdom and counsel as we continue to seek your will in this journey. Lord, we see tremendous things that you are doing among us, things that we didn't even plan, like the finishing of that upper level of the facility. We know, Lord, that there are great things coming that you are already preparing us for. And Lord, may we then look with anticipation, with humble hearts, and may we continue to seek your will and pray that your will be done. Lord, we thank you for the all boards planning meeting that we had yesterday and for the great discussion, for the plans that have been made. And Lord, as we acknowledged yesterday, so again in prayer this morning, we recognize, Lord, that you are the one who has the perfect plan, and we may think we are doing the right thing and it may be contrary to your will. But Lord, we humbly submit the decisions that have been made and ask you to adjust them if need be, that everything we do would be in accordance to your will. O Lord, in your mercy. Lord, we pray for our nation in the midst of the division and the turmoil that we currently go through. Lord, we plead your intervention. We plead your wisdom and counsel to be heard among the leaders of this land and the leaders of nations around the world. We pray for healing in this land. Lord, especially for the sake of the gospel. O Lord, in your mercy. Lord, you know that this area is becoming extremely dry. We love the wonderful weather that we have experienced here in January. And yet, Lord, it's been extremely dry. And we know you're aware of our condition. And Lord, we acknowledge and openly proclaim that you are the giver of all things. And we just plead with you, Lord, that you would bring usable moisture to prepare the soil for the spring planting that'll be coming in the coming months. O Lord, in your mercy. Lord, we pray for all of the names that are listed in the bulletin this morning. And Lord, you know that every detail of each one of these, your precious children. Today, Lord, especially, we hold up to you Lyle Coonsey, Luke Coonsey's dad. as he is having surgery this week to remove a cancerous tumor. That'll be on Tuesday. And Lord, we pray that this cancer is contained in that tumor and that there will be no other procedures necessary. We ask most that your will be done. Lord, we pray for Cody Schmidt, as now the family is waiting to see how well the chemo is going to affect the cancer in Cody's body. And Lord, we just plead with you that this little three-year-old will not have to go through surgery in the coming days or weeks. We pray success in the chemo that has been done. And Lord, we trust in the power of your miracles. You are the miraculous God. Lord, we pray in the same way for Carla, a friend of Sherry Karsten's, who is battling cancer in her life. Lord, you know all of these, your precious people. You know the conditions that they are in and that we are in. And Lord, we trust ourselves and all these for whom we pray to you and ask most of all your will and purpose be done. Oh Lord, in your mercy. Lord, we thank you for our Lutheran school system, all the way from preschool through university, seminary level schools. What an incredible blessing we have within our synod. And Lord, we pray your continued wisdom and counsel to be granted to all those who are in leadership positions within our school system. And Lord, in the culture in which we live today, we especially pray that you would protect us from Satan, who wants nothing less than to demolish this whole system and is working very hard at the university level and using homosexuality as the tool in order to try to disrupt and destroy. Lord, we pray your continued protection, not only over our schools, but our congregations as well. And Lord, we pray that your gospel can continue to flourish among us. Oh Lord, in your mercy. And dear Lord, we prayed for Dr. Kathy Altman last week, a medical physician who was performing many abortions, but you changed her heart, you brought her to faith, and now she's one of those out in the public square, passionately trying to reveal to our culture that abortion is murder. And Lord, we pray your blessings upon Kathy Altman and all of those who have the courage to stand in the public square and lovingly share the truth. Oh Lord, in your mercy. Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the joy of Lutheran Schools Week and to be able to celebrate United as One in our ministry here at Trinity today. And just ask your continued blessings upon us, upon our individual lives, and in all of this, Jesus, we know that you are with us and you guide us, and may we then faithfully follow you. May your will be accomplished among us. In your name we pray and trust. Amen. You may be seated, and we continue with the offering. And we stand once again. And also let us pray for Tim Martin and his family. Oh, dear Lord God, you know the grief that Tim and his family go through currently and in the loss of Tim's mother and the children's grandmother. Lord, be with this family and uphold them and comfort them. And in the face of death, Lord, may they see ever so clearly the victory of everlasting life. And in the pain of this separation, to know that one day they will be together again as you gather all of your people, your church, together in glory in heaven. Lord, may your peace be with this family. In your name we pray. Amen. And the Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks and praise.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and everlasting God, for the countless blessings you so freely bestow on us and all creation. Above all, we give thanks for your boundless love shown to us when you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, into our flesh and laid on him our sin, giving him into death that we might not die eternally. Because he is now risen from the dead and lives and reigns to all eternity, all who believe in him will overcome sin and death and will rise again to new life. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, the holy, holy Lord, God of Sabaoth, heaven and earth, shout the glory of your name. Sing Hosanna in the highest, in Hosanna to the Lord. Truly blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Oh, blessed are you, Lord, our God, King of all creation, for you have had mercy on us and given your only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. We give you thanks for the redemption you have prepared for us through Jesus Christ. Grant us your Holy Spirit that we may faithfully eat and drink of the fruits of his cross and receive the blessings of forgiveness, life, and salvation that come to us in his body and blood. Hear us as we pray in his name and as he has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And dear brothers and sisters in Christ, our Lord Jesus Christ, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and he gave it to his disciples, saying, take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. And in the same manner, after he had supped, he took the cup. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sin. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. And the peace of the Lord be with you always. Jesus Christ, true Lamb of God, you take away the world away. O Brian, take and eat, and Larry, take and eat. This is the true body of your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Given.
Yes. drink the true blood of your Lord Jesus shed for you for the forgiveness of your sin. And may the true body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in the true faith and life everlasting.
Let us pray. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift, and we implore you that of your mercy you would strengthen us through the same in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. And let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with his favor and give you his peace. And serve the Lord.